Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And yes, we are back. Welcome, 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 everybody. I'm waiting for Ghost Lady. She was with me, but she's gone. Malez.
Yeah.
How are you, my brother? How are you, brother?
Good, my man. How are you?
I'm great, man. Where are you from, my G?
I'm from Mokopa, anywhere. I'm in Japan now.
Oh, you're in Japan at the moment?
Yeah, G.
Jeez, how's it going that side, man?
Ah, bro, it's nice. It's okay, man. It's not as bad as like seeing videos from home and posts and stuff like that. It's not that bad.
What kind of videos are you seeing from home? The ones where they're making like, people squat?
Yeah, my soul jump fit. Yeah, it's rough that side.
It's not really that rough, man. It's just that, you know, some people don't want to listen, you know?
Yeah. And it's a big difference because like in Japan, though, these guys are too disciplined, bro. Like, there's no enforcement of stuff. Like, we just tell them, guys, it's an emergency. Please stay home, whatever. And they just do it.
And what are you doing in Japan?
So I was studying here. I've been here for the past 2.5 years. Mm. So I just actually finished today.
Oh, you finished?
Finished. Yeah, today.
Oh, nice. What were you studying?
Geology. I was doing my master's in geology.
Hey, win the money, Moose. Hey, you can fund the podcast.
Ah, we are trying. As soon as I'm home.
Oh, shit. That's dope, dog. So you're going to be working that side or you're going to come back and work this
side? No. The company that brought me here has projects in South Africa. So hopefully when I go back, then they'll slot me in somewhere.
Oh, that's dope, dog. And you got a girlfriend that side?
Yeah. No. I'm engaged. My fiance is at home.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, bro.
So you haven't smashed that side, my G?
Nah.
Not even?
Nah.
And how often do you see the fiance, though?
Last was here in December. So I haven't seen her for the past 3 months.
Damn, must be tough. I don't think I can handle long distance, bro.
Ah, brother, this podcast and chill, man. We're good.
Yeah. I know, my G. It's nice to see that you're doing well. Well done. Congratulations once again.
Thanks, bro. You too on the podcast, bro. Like a bin following you guys.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
Do you know how to speak some Japanese? Can you teach us something?
What do you want me to say?
How? I know konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, which one is that?
Konnichiwa. Hello.
Yeah. That's Japanese or Chinese?
Japanese.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about this whole theory that the Chinese started the coronavirus to fuck up America?
I think it's true. I think the recipe went wrong. Too much sugar. They made COVID. Should have added less sugar.
You think it's true?
They just messed it up. I think it's true, bro. Either they did it for their own benefit, or it's just US who did it to them, but it's now just backfiring.
But it's definitely between.
I don't think. I don't think it's a natural thing, but these guys have been eating bats, bro. Like, why now? Mm. It does not make any sense. Like, why now?
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, cool, man. What do you want to say before I drop the call? Oh, yeah, you were teaching us some Japanese. Yes. How do we say hi? How are you?
Konnichiwa. Genki desu ka?
Konnichiwa, Gingi desu.
Genki desu ka?
Gingi desu ka?
Yeah.
Shit. That sounds potent, bro. All right, my G. And how do you say goodbye?
Sayonara.
Sayonara. All right. Sayonara. That one is easy. Sayonara, my G.
Yeah,
man.
Cheers,
man.
Away.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the ghost lady.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, man.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too, man. Where you from?
I'm from the Eastern Cape, but I'm in Pietermaritzburg.
Oh, and how's it been going your side, man?
It's been okay. It's been, unfortunately, today is graduation day, and I'm just like,
Who are you quarantining with? Are you alone?
I'm alone, unfortunately.
You lie. So when last did you get laid then, Mus?
Oh my God, thank you.
It's a valid question, yeah?
Holy Ghost fire.
Hey, sorry, what did you say?
I said Holy Ghost fire.
What is that?
Ivo, don't you go to church?
I'm here.
Yeah, so ghost lady.
Holy Ghost fire. Lady.
Ghost lady, welcome. We're chatting to Nasipi here, ne?
Yes.
So she's quarantining. Yeah, so she's quarantining alone. So I asked her when last did she get laid since she's alone. And then she said she's got something about ghost fire.
Holy Ghost.
She has a Holy Ghost fire.
Ghost lady. Holy Ghost fire. Yes. See, Ghost lady understands me.
Nobody explain. I'm confused.
Explain. What should I explain?
What is the Holy Ghost fire?
Holy Ghost fire.
In Jesus' name.
So Jesus is rocking
and
you.
It vibrates.
My Jesus. Oh, the G is so sick.
I'm just trying to understand, who's this Holy Ghost fire? What's going on?
Jesus, the Son of God.
Is busy with you.
Is that what you call your dildo or something?
Oh, my God.
Mike, Londi is also with us, but her mic is off. Okay, let me type.
There we go.
Hey, Londi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hey, Londi. Great.
Unjani wemkhaya wam.
Hey, wow, nginomkhaya today.
What's up?
Londi, are you also in Maritzburg?
I'm originally from Pietermaritzburg.
Oh, and where are you now?
Yeah. I'm based in Joburg now.
Wow.
And how's it going? How's it going, Londi? Have you run out of alcohol yet?
Oh man. I didn't buy alcohol. That was by intention, by the way. I wanted, I said to myself, 21 days is nothing. Let me just not buy anything. I signed up for the 21 days. I did not sign up for the extra 40 days.
Wow. So you must be losing your mind right now.
The worst part of it all is that I literally stay alone.
So, okay, we asked, you see, Nasipi, ne? We asked her because she's also, because she's also quarantining alone. We asked her when last she got laid. She didn't tell us. She spoke a whole lot of nonsense. Hey, what about you, Londi?
A day before lockdown, actually.
Oh, okay. Hey, now.
Yeah. I regret why I didn't take up that offer of just remaining behind. I was like, no, I'm leaving. I did not know it was going to be like this.
Was it your husband? Yeah. I mean, your boyfriend.
Hey, hopefully.
Ah.
Londa, you're a side chick.
No, it's fairly new. So it's the we getting to know each other stage, you know.
All right, guys, welcome Odwa. Odwa on the live. Odwa, how are you, Odwa?
What's up?
Hey, we good, man. Nice to finally see you, bro.
Hey, yeah, dude. Thanks.
And you, where are you coming from?
I've been trying to connect the whole time, and yeah. I'm Cape Town, dude.
Oh, how's Cape Town, bro?
Cape Town, loving this lockdown, like other people.
You loving the lockdown?
What?
I'm loving the lockdown.
Why?
Look, a lot of good things happened, ne? Because of the lockdown. It saved me a lot of money. Because I was about to go fully into the whole events thing. And yeah, grab all the savings, put in that, open the business. But I would have been completely fucked if I had done that now.
Oh, so you're about to reach into events?
Events, full on.
Yo.
So I would have been hacked.
As who does
and I'm reading articles like in the US saying that they're postponing events might even take up. Yeah, so it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You were saying, Londi, you do events for a living.
Yeah, so wow. It's bad. I wanted to die. The last event, Njie, that I just made peace with everything when they told us that they're canceling Obrigado. I wanted to die. I was like, you know what? It's fine. Just this year must just end already.
Oh shit! All right, Nasipe. Nice to talk to you. We'll chat soon. Eh?
All right, Mechi. Bye.
Bye. Say bye to Nasipe, guys.
Bye.
Bye,
Nasipe. Bye, love. All right, cool. So what kind of events do you guys do? Do you do like big festivals or corporate? What kind of events are you talking about?
I started when I got introduced to events. I just went really in with the not corporate. I haven't done any corporate events.
Guys, I'm so sorry. My connection is
bad. No, don't stress.
My connection is bad.
I know it's the rain.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just those big events, festivals and stuff. So it's
which kind of festivals? Like Major League Gardens? What festivals are we talking about?
I've done quite a couple of Back to the City. Last year I did the Durban July. I saw you at the Durban July. We were passing by. I was like, this guy.
You lie.
Anyway, I saw you with Len. You guys were passing by. I was like, Anyway. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just bummed by a whole lot of
my sound is really dead on my end. Because I'm literally going to spam you guys.
All right, Otto. Okay, cool, man. We'll put you. We're gonna have to let you go then. But thanks for calling, Otto. All right, yeah. Sweet. Cool, man. His connection is bad, but thanks for calling, Otto. Sorry, as you were saying, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's ridiculous on our side because really, we put all our all of everything that. I mean, to these events, and then this thing happens, and it's like, okay, what now? You know,
how much money do you think you'd lose if you don't host any events for, let's say, a year?
Jeez, let's for a year. Oh my goodness, I don't know, but maybe a good 500k.
Yes.
You know, if it's like huge events, obviously. Like, for instance, if we were to lose out on the Devon July now, let's just wrap it up.
That's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen, right?
Let's call it a day this year. Like, this is it.
Mm-hmm. How much would you lose from not doing the Devon July?
From the Devon July, I think, let me see. I think it's 90. Yeah.
90K.
90. Yeah.
This is you personally, ne?
No, this is the company.
Oh, the company. Yeah, yeah. You
still need to pay people and everything. So it's crazy.
So what are you gonna do now? It's because crazy. I don't see any big events happening anytime soon.
So you guys are saying that Durban in July is definitely not gonna take place this year.
It's not confirmed. We're just speculating. Yeah. It's not confirmed, we're just speculating, yeah.
I'm worried it might not.
No, it's not gonna happen.
We might I don't think it's going to happen either.
Not so, a chance.
I don't know, man. I guess one will just have to focus on, because I had just started getting into this whole, I don't know whether I should call it property, but you renting out flats for students. But that as well is just at a standstill. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, because all the
students still coming up with a plan to survive for the next couple of months. So we'll see.
It sounds like, when are you not that desperate right now? It sounds like at least you have alternatives and ulterior plans, but there's some people who literally depend on just events.
Not really, because I had just started. I mean, I just started this year with the student accommodation thing. So I haven't seen anything happening on that side. So we are fucked big time.
So how are you paying your bills right now?
What I did was, with a little bit of cash that I got end of February, I just pushed with rent for 3 months. And I, right now,
I can imagine. It's crazy.
You know, we're having to wake up in the morning and actually think it's okay. It's been 2 weeks now. It's been 3 weeks. What's the plan? It's crazy.
So now if the president says, okay, events will only commence from 2021, will you be fucked for the rest of the year?
Pretty much. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So since I've been a good daughter back at home, they might just need to help a sister survive now. I mean, what else can I do?
Now's the time when parents have to come through, you know?
They've they have to.
Now it's like, yes, parents.
All yeah, right. definitely.
All right, Londi, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for calling through.
Thank you guys for this. It's you helping us with this. You have no idea. This really helps a lot.
You have no idea. You're helping us.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you for the podcast.
Thank you so much.
I was one of the first 100 subscribers, by the way. I'm there. Somewhere 50 something. I'm there. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lodi. Sammy, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, and you guys?
Great, man. Where are you from, Sammy?
It's Pretoria.
How is Pretoria,
hey,
Masani?
Sammy from Pretoria.
It's raining this side.
Are you dating someone or are you single?
Damn, dog. You had to go there. I am.
Who are you dating and where is she?
Okay, are you quarantining with the right person or the wrong person?
With the right person. The right person.
Where is she? Where is she then?
No, she's in bed.
She's in bed. She's with you now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, let's talk to her. Let's talk to her. Let's see her.
Nah, she's not in the mood, man. She just got bad news today, so yeah.
Oh, what bad news? Did they lay off or something?
They ain't getting paid.
Oh. Damn.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, Tepiso has joined us. Tepiso, how are you?
Is Tepiso on the line?
What up?
Are you still getting paid, Tepiso?
My man, I've been in the same boat with you since last year, April. I haven't gotten a job since. So, yeah.
Hey, finally, someone who's been unemployed.
Hey, my man. It is what it is.
So, what are you using, fiber now or the last data that you were able to purchase?
Before I quit my job in April last year, I got a contract at Telkom. Yeah, 20 gigs. So I've been using that since last year.
Did you hear Ghost Lady? He's talking from a point of privilege. He quit.
Yeah. You quit. That's no, why I'm actually like, wait. You didn't not lose a job. You quit a job.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the ghost lady, and Len Moleko.
And recording. Sorry about that, Tepisa, man.
No, it's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Yeah, so you were saying,
man, you do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like last night, I actually had a dream that I was chatting to you guys via this thing. So weird.
You are a man with a vision.
Well, oh yeah, Mac, you were.
You say dreams will come true. Exactly. You see.
Yeah. Fair enough, with enough hard work, right?
Okay, so
tell me. But you're out here like quitting jobs, so you know.
Yeah, tell me, take us back to when you quit. What were you doing and why did you quit?
I was in the corporate business. 2018, late there, I got depression because I didn't like what I was doing. I was a knowledge worker, so. After that, like...
You said a knowledge worker.
A knowledge worker. Like, basically, we would categorize or inventorize the company's information so that it's easier for them to find in the organization.
Oh.
It was a consulting firm. Yeah.
All right.
So, late 2018, I got depression. I didn't know what it was. Was drinking heavily. Then, you know, towards the end of October, I even ended up being diagnosed with depression. Went to a hospital for like 3 weeks.
You love.
So, oh, wow.
To work. Yeah, like late that year, 2018, I went back to work just a bit. And then earlier last year, I went back to work again. But towards March, I could feel that I was heading back to where I was before.
Where you were, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, nah, mental health and my health comes first, eh?
If
that's true, 100%. I mean, I always encourage people that you must always do what you love and then the money will come after, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly,
and how did you get yourself out of that space? No, I'm saying
you mean depression.
Get yourself out. Yeah. What did you do?
It's a process. I was on pills for a while, medication, antidepressants, but those were heavy because they actually harm your lungs. There are some whereby just written that they will eventually cause kidney failure. So I was like, nah.
That ain't good. That. Yeah.
Yeah, so I started, that's when I actually started becoming a bit spiritual. I would meditate and then I would exercise, you know, eat healthy. And then like I would journal, you know, write down things and actually be more aware of how I'm feeling and asking myself why I'm feeling like that and try to come up with a solution.
No, good.
When you were diagnosed with depression, had you ever felt that before? And maybe you just didn't know what that feeling was.
Yeah, you know what happened? Every single day, like, I would drink over the weekend. And then on a Monday, I'd be like, you know what? I'm fine. Later on, I would buy 2 bottles of wine. It was an everyday type of thing. I didn't know that was depression.
Yeah. And what was depressing you at the time?
What was your trigger?
Yeah, what was your trigger at the time?
I used to stay at this cottage with this other guy. So this other guy is like, they made my life a bit of a living hell. So that also contributed because I stayed in the cottage, they stayed in the main house. They controlled like the electricity and whatnot. We were both renting. But the landlady was not there. So they would switch off the electricity and whatnot. And I'm a chill guy. I don't like confrontation, you know? And sometimes when I would complain about it, So like the landlady, she would be like, well, I would send her the SMS, or I would send her WhatsApp messages. Mm. And my banner would just send the messages to the guys in the house, and then now that causes conflict between me and the guys as well.
Because it's like you're a snitch now.
Yeah. Exactly. So you go to a point whereby it was hard for me to sleep. I don't know if my spirit was not comfortable or something, but
yeah, you're unsettled.
Because I would dream about these guys killing me and whatnot.
Who did you confront?
So after I got out of that,
who did you confront? Because you know, as black people, we don't believe in stuff like this.
Nah, and actually, a funny thing is that after I got diagnosed, I was at the hospital. My then girlfriend came to visit me, and then after, when she got there, she was like, "Auntie, you are okay. I thought you were dying." As if like
how
the depression is nothing. So I'm like, yo, this guy.
Oh, like you look healthy. She thought you would be sick, frail, finished. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, you're fine. And I'm like,
That's why
now she's my ex.
Yeah, no wonder.
Is it weird how we have so many misconceptions as black people about depression and anxiety, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are still depressed, because I still...
There are a whole lot.
Yeah. And like they can't leave their jobs and whatnot. I was lucky because I don't have like responsibilities yet. So I could like quit my job and try to find something, you know. So for others, they got responsibilities, yeah,
and they are stuck, they can't
and thing about mental health is that it's an everyday process.
Does your family know?
Like, as long as I called my dad, because like the reason how my aunt found out is because I actually wanted to commit suicide. I called them like, hey, yo, I love you. And so one of my aunts knew where I was staying, and then she came through.
And wow.
Then she took me to my other aunt's place. And the whole time I was thinking, guys, I'm fine. And I just wanted to go back to my place and drink the pills.
Oh, shame. But you see now, they actually really like, they helped you out.
Yeah. Because that's where I really saw that who is the most important person in my life. Because even friends, I can count them with one hand. Friends that came through, and I didn't even tell them. They were just checking up on me, and then I was like, hey, yo, I'm in a hospital. Why? I didn't even want to tell them, but, you know,
it
is what it is.
Yeah.
And do you still have flashbacks about the day you wanted to commit suicide? Like, do you have triggers when you see something, maybe on TV?
I don't think about that anymore. I do still get like very low sometimes, but like me going back to that.
Like, and how are you coping now? How are you coping?
How are you coping now? I wanted to ask. Are you completely healed from that now?
No, I don't think that a person can say that they are completely healed from it, because on a regular, like if something bad happens, you just have like these feelings, these unwanted feelings. So the thing about depression is acknowledgement that, okay, I have this thing. Now I need to take the proper steps. And one of the steps is writing things down. How you feeling like, and also awareness is a big thing. Like when you see those triggers, you have to know, you know what? This is happening, so this is what I need to do. So now what I do for myself is exercise is a big thing for me.
Okay.
Even now that we're not going to gyms, I have two dumbbells that I use, you know, for as a form of exercise. I also meditate. Yeah, and try to eat as healthy as much as possible, yeah.
So now that you're unemployed, are you happier though?
Now that I'm unemployed, I'm away from that job, I am happy, but the fact that what's next in my life is what's worrying me. Like, what do I need to do here on this earth? You know, what's my purpose?
So it's like you substituted one anxiety for another, because now you're anxious about, you know, how am I going to make money? And those things are running through your head.
Yeah. So, but luckily, you know, I have a car and I didn't know I could hustle until I was forced to hustle. So now,
nice.
You know, I'm doing some, well, lately what I'm doing is I'm working with this other company, like delivering medication to people that need medication, delivering food, you know, those are the stuff that are keeping me, you know, afloat. And
listen,
be able to buy data so that I can be able to chat with you guys.
Ah, Tsepiso, listen, man, we commend you. I know I speak on behalf of Ghost Lady. I think it takes a lot of guts for someone to quit, just let alone whether you have mental health or not, just to take that step of quitting.
Yeah.
So I commend you for that. And I commend you for putting your mental health at a high priority than, you know, all these frivolous things like money and shit like that.
No, thank you, man.
Definitely.
No, thank you, man.
Because at the end of the day, it's life that matters. You know? Life is so important. And
Yeah.
And what do you want to do? What do you think makes you happy? What do you want to do? Don't tell me you want to rap, Joe.
I want to. dude, how did you know? I'm kidding. I actually want to be a comedian or speaker as well. Make people more aware about this thing.
That is so crazy. Ghost Lady, do you know comedians are the people that suffer with depression the most?
The most, yeah.
It's crazy. People who,
yes. The desire to see people laugh is actually a desire that you have, you know? To just...
Yeah. We put on the biggest mask.
Exactly.
Like we are the happiest people. And then underneath, we are dying. You know?
Yeah.
But that's something that, like, we need to understand that showing your emotions is not really such a bad thing. It's the first step to actually getting better and understanding yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You must check out this.
So you're a strong man, you know?
You must check out, there's a comedian on Netflix, and he basically, he's in the same WhatsApp group as Tippy, so he also suffers from depression. He wrote a couple of jokes. He's worked a very long time with Dave Chappelle. So he, in the stand-up, he talks about his depression and how being on the mic for him is the greatest thing on earth. It's like he said that depression for him is like when you're underwater and you're about to sink, ne? And then when he's on stage, it's like grasping for that air. So every time he's on stage, you must watch it. Baby, what's that shit called? That white comedian who's got depression wrote for Dave Chappelle. Yeah, please tell me now. It's on Netflix. You got to watch it, man. It's dope. Dope.
Oh, nice.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. I'll check it out, definitely.
So give us a few lines.
I get the name, though.
Yeah, give us a few lines there. Make us laugh.
My man, why are you putting me on the spot now?
Drop some bars.
Okay, drop some bars.
You can run into a doctor and be like, doctor, I operate right now. I'm here. No, man.
Show me what you can do with my heart.
My man, take out your needles now. No.
Okay, Dr. Tepiso.
Okay, cool.
You know what it is, man.
Let me check Dave Chappelle, right? Netflix. Dave Chappelle.
Like, what does your cap say?
My cap, it says complimentary. My girl gave me this cap on my birthday.
Accomplish,
yes.
Isn't it accomplished?
Power, that's a compliment.
Burning. Dave Chappelle, Netflix, writer. I'll find this guy for you, man. You gotta watch it. And he's so good. He has, it's called Three Mics. It's called Three. Yeah, Neil Brennan. Yes.
Oh, Neil Brennan. I've heard of him. He's he used to go to high school with Dave Chappelle, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything that you've told me today, it's exactly him. So you gotta watch it, man. It's dope. You'll enjoy it, especially that you're a comedian.
Is it? I had no idea. Thank you so much for calling me a comedian, Mac. I have never been called that. You know what?
And Tepis, remember you said whatever you dream comes true. So, you know?
Yeah. It's actually crazy. What do I want to say? I wanted to say something. As I was about to say, the only way I know that people compliment me is when they say that I'm crazy. Like, you're crazy. That's when I know that it's their way of saying you're a comedian.
Okay.
All right, Tepisa, thank you so much, man.
Yeah. No, thank you, man. And thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you so much for the podcast and chill. Mama, I made it.
Well, my G, feel free to call us anytime, ne?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will be so encouraged by your story, Tepi.
So I hope so.
Cheers, ghost lady.
All right, cheers, my G.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers, man.
Yeah. No, but hey, we'll be fine. As long as we survive this, I think it'll be sharp.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. It's just, I guess, the worry of how are people doing, you know? Behind all these closed doors, Shem, you know, just.
Oh yeah, by the way, if you're wondering why Len couldn't join us, is because, sorry to cut you, the ghost lady. He had a power failure, but.
Power failure.
Tomorrow, yeah.
I know, because I'm also close to Len, and I was also struggling with my connection earlier when you started the recording. So, yeah.
But I'm excited. At least my power. We're finally going to doing. We're finally going to do the speed dating thing. Né?
So we're definitely doing it this week.
Let's do it this week. We are looking for one eligible bachelorette. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're a lady and you're single and you want us to hook you up, text us on the WhatsApp line and then we'll get you on the next Zoom sometime during this week. And then we'll see if we can hook you up with somebody.
Yes. And then we also need a bachelor as well. Cause remember now we must connect them.
Oh, so you want to do one, cause what I was thinking is we have one lady and then we take maybe five guys or three guys and then she chooses one.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it.
And then next week we'll do a guy and then with girls.
Yeah. But remember also, I remember the other suggestion as well. That if someone wants to be reconnected, yes, if you've got somebody that you already know, and you want us to help you reconnect,
yeah, let's not do all the features now. We might run out because we're going to be quarantining for the rest of the year. So let's save some features.
So I must keep the content.
Yeah, we'll do that after July.
Oh, that's September content. Yeah. okay.
All right, ghost lady, love you, long time, keep safe, man. We'll chat soon.
Love you too, McGee's. Bye.
So make sure you do subscribe. 34,000, yes, we appreciate you, we love you so much, thank you, and let's keep growing. Do smash the like button, subscribe if you haven't subscribed
all the time.
And look out for some dope content coming your way. We are here, lockdown or not.
Able.
All right, we are here. Boom.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit one per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.